There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I've been thinking about this because, it's you're looking at this and you're like, hey, man, you know, the Texans, we said before the year started, hey, they're a contender. They got Stephon Diggs. He said, boy, this is a team that's a contender. Now, I don't know if they're going to win it all, but they are a contender. They got to feel comfortable that we got a team, we got a coaching staff, we got a quarterback that can be in the game and can compete with anybody. That's what you had to feel. Now that we've gotten into the season and they're at a 6-3, leading the division, looks like they're going to make the playoffs, but the way that their 6-3 looks and the way that it has looked, even through some of the losses down the stretch, you know, I personally feel differently than I did earlier in the year. Obviously, injuries to Stephon Diggs, who is out. Again, this is we need to count up the days on Christian Harris. I want to get a fine on the days of Christian Harris, but he hasn't played. He's injured.
Where are they?
No telling when he comes back. They've got a lot of issues. And then this offensive line is just, even if I thought they would be at their worst, I couldn't imagine that the offensive line and protection issues would be this bad. And it's the weirdest damn thing ever because somehow they have had a rusher rush for 400 yards in four straight games. But they are awful when it comes to pass protection. And I'm thinking to myself, if they won this game, if they come out and beat on Sunday Night Football in front of the world in a big game, they beat this Jared Goff, who I think is a flat-out MVP candidate. They go out and beat this team that runs the ball physically with Montgomery's power, with Gibbs, his speed, and his power. Like, it seems like Jared Goff has two or three incompletions a game. If you go look at him, he's like
efficient.
He's like 22 of 24.
Mm-hmm.
That one game against Seattle, I don't think he missed a pass in the game. But and then defensively, they're opportunistic. They stop the run. They got some big guys up front. They're not great against the pass when you can get it off. But, you know, this is a great football team and arguably the best football team in the league right now. If they get a win, I'm asking myself, is that going to change how I feel about them? I think it would just move me to a space of saying, I realistically believe they can beat anybody on a given day. And not like the Jags are going to beat the Chiefs or something, but like they are talented enough to go toe-to-toe with anybody on a given day, but I still don't trust that they can do it enough times to get where I think a lot of Texans fans expected them to try to get to or expected them to compete to get to. I don't think they can win three games in a row against really good opponents. And that's where I am. I think it would have to change you. Your feelings on them if they were to win this game.
Video games are the devil.
It wouldn't shoot me, Clint, into this is a Super Bowl contender. This right here, this is a team that I think now I feel like they're right there with the Chiefs and the Ravens, you know, and the Bills or whoever. Now I feel great about it. I don't think one win against the Lions on Sunday would do this.
One win against the Lions on Sunday doesn't do that for me. They've played poorly enough, especially on the offensive side of the football, that one game is not going to sway me one way or the other. It matters how the game is played, of course. The one thing I will say is that if they find a way to beat the Lions, there's going to have to be a certain level of physicality on display from the Houston Texans to be to even be in the game. Like to not get embarrassed and to even be even in your own backyard, even on primetime television. Like, if you don't bring a certain level of physicality to a game versus the Lions, they're going to hang half a hundred on you. And they're not going to feel bad about throwing the ball and running their offense late in the third or in the fourth quarter when they're up two scores. Yes. They're not going to allow you to come back and make it a one-score game so that we can hang our hat on that. They are going to skull drag you until the fourth quarter clock runs out.
They're about making statements.
Absolutely.
They got a national TV audience to make a statement.
Absolutely. And so if you beat the Lions, for me, it's going to be about physicality. And it's going to be about a physicality that we've never seen from the not this year. We damn sure hadn't seen from the Texans, with the exception of Nico Collins and Joe Mixon.
You mean offensively?
Yes, I'm talking
defensively.
Offensively.
I think they can.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out.
They can do it for four quarters.
I think. Look, I mean, I thought they bowed their neck and played extremely physical against the Buffalo Bills. I thought they did a hell of a job against the Green Bay Packers until it mattered the most. There have been moments this year where this defense has, there's not a problem lacking physicality. Like they are a physical bunch. You're going to get tested in that category more so this Sunday than maybe you did last year in the last game you played in the playoffs against Baltimore. It's going to be that caliber of physicality. And if you can beat the Lions, you are definitely going to show some level of physicality that I quite frankly just don't know that this team is. Offense and defense all combined, I don't know if this team has that level of physicality. If you beat the Lions, we're going to know, because you ain't beating them if you're soft.
Yeah, someone texted in, if they play at a high level making a statement against the Lions, then I'll know they can go out with Kansas City and the Ravens. Yeah, that, and I think we're in the same place. I don't know if they can just beat anybody.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.